You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Here's Santa come down the chimney, doing up the sleigh bell rock. Papa didn't dig that crazy, no, he's gonna blow his top. Hey Santa, oh Santa, we're doing up the sleigh bell rock, let's go!
And happy holidays to you and yours from all of us here at the National Radio Club. This is Fred Bobby, the publisher of the DX Audio Service, with issue number 189 for December 2000. We'll have addresses and other information on side two. Let's swing into Jerry Starr.
Jingle bells, doing up a sleigh bell rock.
This is the AM Switch. To contribute to the AM Switch, send any local observations of call letter changes, changes in operations, or other information to Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. A very long AM Switch, and we'll tell you why as we get into it. But let's start with call letter changes and reference number 489. On 570, KGRT Las Cruces, New Mexico becomes KSNM. 640 WHOF, Wildwood, Florida, changing to WVLG. 730 WBZS in Alexandria, Virginia, becomes WKDL. 1050 WKDL in Silver Springs, Maryland, becomes WPLC. On 1070, KENR Houston, Texas, changing to KKHT. 1170, KBUG Honolulu, Hawaii, becomes KBNZ. 1190, KEZY Anaheim, California, changing to KXMX. 1240, KLTH in San Bernardino, California, becomes KEZY. 1280 KVOD Denver, Colorado, becoming KBNO. 1370 KOWS Heber Springs, Arkansas, changes to KAWW. 1410 WBZA South Glen Falls, New York's changing to WENU. 1460 KGMZ Honolulu, Hawaii, becomes KRTR. 1530 KROP England, Arkansas, changing to KLEC. And on 1590 WPCO Mount Vernon, Indiana, becomes WRCY. In otherness, on 630 WMFD in Wilmington, North Carolina, this silent station has returned to the air. 980 WLUS Gainesville, Florida is back on the air. 990 KXXL in Farmerville, Texas also has returned to the air from this new city of license. 1340 WCMI in Ashland, Kentucky has gone silent. 1510 WJKN Jackson, Minnesota is silent, pending a new transmitter site. 1590 WETT Ocean City, Maryland is silent. On 1620 KBLI in Blackfoot, Idaho, despite reports that this new station is on the air, it is not. What was being widely heard was a lengthy period of on-the-air equipment tests. These tests revealed an antenna problem that must be solved before their regular schedule can begin. And on 1630 WRDW Augusta, Georgia, this new station is now on the air, having moved here from 1480. Moving on to reference number 490, these call letter changes. 940 WOGI in Charleroi, Pennsylvania changes to WPNT. 950 KXTQ Lubbock, Texas changes to KJTV. On 970 WWSW, long-standing call in Pittsburgh, that's being changed to WBGG. 1010 WCKW Garyville, Louisiana becomes WLTS. 1080 WWDR Murfreesboro, North Carolina changes to WINX. And on 1600 WPNT East Longmeadow, Massachusetts changes to WHNP. We actually have an application for a new station. In fact, two new stations, both in the same town. When we get to number 491, there'll be lots more of these. 1340 and 1400 have both been applied for in a small town called VZ, Maine, which is a northeast suburb of the city of Bangor. And under otherness, on 630 CJET in Smith Falls, Ontario, they have now made the move to 92.3 FM. 740 CFPT in Ontario, in Toronto, their operations are set to resume on this frequency on January the 1st. And on 1160 WMVI in Mechanicsville, New York, this silent station has returned to the air. And now, moving on to reference number 491... Last winter, the FCC imposed a freeze on accepting any major applications from AM stations because these applications are quite time-consuming and their staff was needed for other matters such as the new spectrum auctions. Last week, the FCC lifted this freeze and the result will be reflected in the next couple months. The most noticeable in this edition will be the 200-plus applications for new AM stations that we're about to list for you. Now, some of these are reapplications or applications that were already in the hopper when the freeze took place, so a few of these may sound familiar. Others are brand new applications that have been waiting for the FCC to thaw out the freeze. Now, in several cases, there are applications to replace existing or recently deleted facilities, and at least one makes no sense at all to us, and we'll note that when we get to it. Whatever the case, we present them to you in their entirety to make sure you haven't missed any of the applications. Of course, we don't have the time to list powers or antenna modes, but when these are granted, and some of them, of course, will be granted, we'll get to that at that time. The list is extensive. By our count, 210 stations on this list. The applications are on 540, Jaffrey, New Hampshire, and Pine Bluffs, Wyoming. 550, Reno, Nevada. 570, Dock Junction, Georgia, and Garden City, Georgia. 640, Houghton, Michigan. 650, Casa Grande, Arizona, Manistique, Michigan, Canandaigua, New York, Mowers, New York, and Pullman, Washington. 670, Sujarita, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, and 700, Yuma, Arizona, Billings, Montana, McCook, Nebraska, Bosque Farms, New Mexico, Silver City, Nevada, and Wiley, Texas. On 710, Deep River Township, Michigan, 720, Billerica, Massachusetts, Silver Bow, Montana, and White Sands, New Mexico. 730, Hoquiam, Washington. 740, Rogers Heights, Michigan, Opportunity, Washington, and Redmond, Washington. On 750, Independence, California, Houghton, Michigan, Manchester, New Hampshire, Fallon, Nevada, and South Hill, New York. 760, Sierra Vista, Arizona, and Las Vegas, Nevada. 770, Fort Deposit, Alabama, Nassau Village, Florida, Langdon, North Carolina. 780, Pueblo, Colorado, and Burns, Wyoming. 790, Winchester, Nevada. 800, Havelock, North Carolina. 810, Palisade, California. 820, Taylorsville, Utah. 830, Bunnell, Florida, Orange Park, Florida, Bremen, Georgia, Norcross, Georgia, Sandy Springs, Georgia, Suwanee, Georgia, Union City, Georgia, Milton, Oregon, and Corpus Christi, Texas. On 840, Delray Oaks, California, Modesto, California, Sonoma, California, Columbia Falls, Montana, Alamogordo, New Mexico, and McGregor, Texas. 850, Oneida, Wisconsin. 870, Chenille, Arizona, Pierce, Colorado, Redding, Pennsylvania, and Whiting, Wisconsin. On 880, Tucson, Arizona, Midland, Texas, Odessa, Texas. That, by the way, will be a synchro for the Midland station if it's granted. On 890, Fountain, Colorado, Winter Springs, Florida, Meridian, Idaho, Calais, Maine, Anaconda, Montana, Las Cruces, New Mexico, Reedsport, Oregon, Frankston, Texas, and Exmoor, Virginia. 960, Golden Gate, Florida. 990, Weiser, Idaho. Also on 990, Belfast, Maine, and Lake Township, Michigan. 1010, Rogers Heights, Michigan. 1030, Elk Grove, California, Folsom, California, Wichita, Kansas, and Tumwater, Washington. 1040, Fair Oaks, California, and Fowler, California, plus Grandview, Washington. On 1060, Albert Township, Michigan, Sparks, Nevada, Prineville, Oregon, and Union Gap, Washington. On 1070, Mecosta Township, Michigan, and Verndale, Minnesota. 1080, Iron Mountain, Michigan. 1100, Lamar, Colorado, Boise, Idaho, Dilworth, Minnesota, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Sunrise Matter, Nevada. 1110, Big Lake, Alaska, and Cashmere, Washington. 1120, Orlo Vista, Florida, Caribou, Maine, Reed City, Michigan, Tioga, North Carolina, Salem, New Hampshire, and this is the one that makes no sense since there's already a station right next door on 1110 in Salem, New Hampshire. On 1140, Ainslie, Florida. On 1160, Saraland, Alabama, Kissimmee, Florida, St. Cloud, Florida, Hornick, Iowa, Hazard, Kentucky, Springvale Township, Michigan, Cleveland, Missouri, New Bern, North Carolina, and Lacey, Washington. 1170 Bend, Oregon. 1180 Truckee, California. Pace, Florida. Lazilia, Georgia. Plano, Illinois. Baxter, Minnesota. Jacksonville, Oregon. Medford, Oregon. On 1200 Decorah, Iowa, Kearney, Michigan, and Kingston, New York, and Roosevelt Roads, Puerto Rico. 1210 Coolidge, Arizona, San Jacinto, California, Silver Springs, Florida, Bixby, Oklahoma, Abilene, Texas, Bay City, Texas, Donna, Texas, Fort Stockton, Texas, Harlingen, Texas, and San Benito, Texas. On 1230 Waycross, Georgia, Herman, Maine, and Harriman, Tennessee. 1240 Redmond, Oregon. 1250 Johnstown, Colorado, and Mesquite, Nevada. 1280 Artesia, New Mexico. 1300 Gladstone, Michigan. 1320 Ewa Beach, Hawaii. 1330 Shasta Lake City, California. 1340 Ajo, Arizona, Mount Shasta, California, Houghton, Michigan, Central Point, Oregon, and Welch, West Virginia. 1350 Howell, Michigan, and Fillmore, Utah. 1390 Manning, Michigan. 1400 South Lake Tahoe, California, Falls Village, Connecticut, Moultrie, Georgia, Jacksonville, North Carolina, Parowan, Utah, and Jackson, Wyoming. 1430 Mackinac, Michigan, and Minot, North Dakota. 1440 Pocatello, Idaho, and Gloversville, New York. 1450 Blue Lake, Georgia, Lockwood, Montana, Pierre, South Dakota, St. Ignace, Michigan, and Tremonton, Utah. 1490 Level Plains, Alabama, Kachina Village, Arizona, Torrington, Connecticut, Uncasville, Connecticut, Cordell, Georgia, Lance, Michigan, Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana, Lebanon, New Hampshire, Lebanon, Tennessee, Moab, Utah, and St. George, Utah. 1500 Winchester, Nevada, 1510 Mexico, New York, 1550 Bunnell, Florida, and Flowood, Mississippi. 1560 Burbank, Washington, 1570 Hollister, Missouri, Winterville, North Carolina, and Warrenton, Oregon. On 1580 Glendive, Montana, Waterford, Pennsylvania, Georgetown, South Carolina. On 1590 Oakville, Connecticut, Las Vegas, Nevada, Spring Valley, New York, and Cheyenne, Wyoming. And finally on 1600 Mahaha, Hawaii, and Wapahu, Hawaii. There are two other news items in this edition, too. To wrap it up, on 1670 KAZT in Redding, California, this X-band station is now on the air. And on 1680 KAVT, Fresno, California, another new X-band station on the air now. And finally, moving on to reference number 492, these call letter changes. 690 KHEY, El Paso, Texas, changes to KTSM. That's half of a swap in El Paso. 950 WMCJ, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, changes to WWJK. 1250 WMXV, Washington Courthouse, Ohio, goes back to a former call, WCHO. 1380 WPLB Greenville, Michigan becomes WSCG. Also on 1380, the other half of that swap, KTSM El Paso, Texas becomes KHEY. On 1460, KMWX Yakima, Washington changes to KUTI. 1530 KLEC England, Arkansas becomes KHTE. And in the X-band, on 1680, KJBE in Monroe, Louisiana becomes KRJO. And on 1690, WAXD in Adele, Georgia becomes WSWK. Well, you thought there were enough new stations applied for in edition number 491. There are a few stragglers for 492. On 1090, Farmington, New Mexico. 1340, Nogales, Arizona. On 1480, in Glen Allen, Virginia, which is a northern suburb of Richmond. And on 1490, in Cordell, Georgia. All of these applications, plus the very long list of applications from number 491, are all what the FCC is calling Auction 32 applications. Here's how it works. Applications which do not compete with any other applicant for the same facility will be processed in the usual manner. However, multiple applicants for the same facility, and there are many of those, they are called mutually exclusive by the FCC, will be given a limited time to discuss amongst themselves any financial or other solution that will result in competitors dropping their applications. Those who cannot come to some sort of agreement will enter Auction 32, where the facility will be granted, providing all technical aspects are correct. to the highest bidder. It's going to be interesting when that all starts in a month or so. One application of interest in the X-band on 1620 WPHG in Atmore, Alabama. They'd like to relocate that station, move it to Gulf Breeze, Florida. And in otherness on 540 KKGO in Costa Mesa, California, despite many reports to the contrary in national publications, this station is not silent. The owner has announced his intention to surrender the license, but local monitoring reveals, at least as of today, KKGO is still on the air, so stay tuned for more on that. 1190 KDAO in Marshalltown, Iowa. This silent station has returned to the air. 1280 KLDY in Lacey, Washington has gone silent. Several issues ago, we mistakenly said this station was on 680. There is a station on 680 in Lacey, Washington, KBRD, but it is still on the air. The silent station in Lacey, KLDY, is on 1280. 1570 WFOG in Riverhead, New York, out at the end of Long Island. This silent station has returned to the air. And on 1630 in Augusta, Georgia, WAWX, the FCC, is giving this as the station's official call, even though the station is operating using just the call, WRDW, their 1480 call. So there was some question as to whether WRDW had been moved to 1630. It appears that officially it has not, and this station still carries the call WAWX, even though they don't appear to be using it on the air. And that wraps up what has been the longest AM switch in the history of the DX Audio Service. I'm Jerry Starr. I accept mail at 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, 44512. That's in Ohio, of course. And since this is the last edition of the year, I want to wish you happy holidays and in advance a happy new year. And we'll see you with more stuff about radio when the real millennium begins in 2001. Right now, let's head down to Travelog Land. And here's John Bowker. Happy holidays, John.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry. And, oh boy, I'll tell you, if anybody had any thoughts about the business of AM radio dying, well, it sure doesn't sound that way to me. Of course, the fun part is realizing how much work it took to put that list together. And when the actual construction permits are coming out, we'll have that and power levels and everything else. I just hope the price of gasoline comes down so Linda and I'll be able to make another sweep of the country as we've done in the past to record all the new stations. Nice job, Jerry. Well, hello, everybody. I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. And as we settle into the holiday season, let's make that one a good one, too. This is the travelogue portion of the audio service, and today we're going to be hearing from stations operating at 600 on the dial, with the letter W as the first letter of their call sign. So what do you say we get started? And we can't get any further to the northeast in the United States than this first station as we begin the December 2000 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Family News and Focus up next and is heard Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Sundays at 12 noon right here on WFST. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock Atlantic Time. WFST Caribou.
The National Religious Freedom Act of 1999 was passed in part to help Congress understand the extent to which religious persecution is a problem around the world.
You know, they're right up against the border with New Brunswick in Caribou, Maine. That's where you set the clocks ahead for the Atlantic time zone as you go across that border. But it's time for us to move south and a little to the west for the other New England station on this frequency.
Along with the all-time greats from the early years of rock and roll. This is Sock Hop Saturday Night on today's WICC. AP Network News. Good evening, I'm Ashley Martello.
You know, that station puts out one whopping signal. Their two towers are right at the edge of Long Island Sound. And from our former home in New Jersey, we'd be usually getting a very strong signal at night from WICC. And we were an hour's drive from the shore in New Jersey.
We're here to let you know all about it. When? When you hear this. That's the school bell. And we ring it at the end of the 6 and 8 a.m. newscast weekdays. School bell on AM 600 WICC.
This is Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, Aurora Communication.
All right, we'll have it up there. Okay, here's a copy of their jingle from the 1970s.
Music as you like it. From 600 WICC.
44 degrees on this Sunday morning in Bridgeport. We have 6.5 minutes away from news at 12, and then the Sunday afternoon sounds of the city with Jerry Kay.
44 degrees, whoa. We're going to move our recorders next to a very small town in the northwestern part of Pennsylvania. They run 1,000 watts during the daytime and 46 watts at night. But quite honestly, I just can't figure their audience base. The call letters do give something of a clue to the target audience anyway.
This is the Allegheny Mountain Radio Network.
The Stars perform their songs live. Live from Gillies, a weekly concert each Saturday at 5:05 on AM 60. WFRM, Countersport.
Jesse Jackson announced this morning that he will run for the Democratic presidential nomination, with the formal announcement coming October 10th in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, I remember that. Well, now we move from sparsely populated farm country to one of the major metropolitan areas of the country, home of the Star Spangled Banner and home of Babe Ruth.
WCAO, Baltimore.
Radio 60 WCAO, good morning from your waking crew. The Roger Ryan Mats, I'm Walt Howard.
We have a question for you.
You got to work for the money, honey.
All right. And the question is...
The question is...
What was loose on I-95 this morning?
That's right.
What was loose on I-95 this morning?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Whoever wins, will they be living high on the hog?
Please do the car.
Gee, okay, guys. You know, it's really amazing how much difference is made by dial position, because these stations at the low end of the dial get out so very, very well, and their signals penetrate into steel office buildings well, too. I know that firsthand from my years in New York City, where WMCA at 570 was the strongest signal inside our office building. But WCAO with its 5,000 watts gets into places downtown that WBAL with its 50,000 watts has trouble reaching at times.
Eric Clapton, Lay Down Sally, WCAO Baltimore, straight up 6 o'clock. Jerry Shirt is standing by in the newsroom with the news, Jerry.
Okay, let's move south again, not far from the Virginia line. This time in North Carolina.
Stereo 60, WSJS, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point. It's Easter Monday, the 20th of April, 1987. I'm Ed Snow. Coming up next hour, we'll serve up the solid gold lunch. But first, CBS covers the world at 12 noon.
You know, I used to fly into Greensboro, North Carolina from time to time during my years with RCA. And on one occasion, with a free afternoon, I took one of the many urban buses just over to the next city nearby, Winston-Salem. And I opened a suitcase full of radios and cassette recorders and sat on a park bench with a sandwich right near the bus station. And I sat there for a couple of hours. And did I get some strange looks, or did I get some strange
right
looks?
Now,
what are you doing there? Well, I'm taping your radio station.
I'm Ann McGill, 600 WSJS, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point. Coming up on 8 o'clock, stand by for NBC News.
Radio News, I'm Terry Horrigan.
You know, that ID goes back to 1974, 75, and I just thought that was kind of an interesting sounder they used to get up into the news. I'd never heard that one before. And that's long before I even had ever heard of the savior of AM radio. Yes, and... who? Rush Limbaugh, of course.
Stay tuned for another hour of broadcast excellence following the news on WOKV, Jacksonville's news station. It's 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn. Moscow police are taking aim at Russia's parliament building in Moscow with loudspeakers, obnoxious music, and noise.
That's them doing that to them, you understand. Well, you know, Jacksonville is a five-hour drive from where we live near Tampa, but we make it up to that corner of Florida at least once a year, and here's a recording we made up there in 1994.
best music of all time. This is AM 600, WPDQ Jacksonville.
And then about 3 years ago, their management decided the grass was greener with a different format. So they changed their image, their format, and, of course, they changed their call letters.
When it comes down to sport and what we all enjoy. I'm Ed Berliner, and this is the Press Box. This has been the fastest 2 hours in sports. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you on News Sport. Until next time here on Prime Sports. See ya!
WPWL Jacksonville. It's 11 o'clock. This is AM 600. All sports, all the time. The ball.
Did you catch that all right? WBWL Jacksonville on a very narrow filter. And, you know, WFLA is doing that now with a very crummy-sounding filter for their IDs. I don't know why they do that. But then Jacksonville, you know, it's tucked way up in the northeast corner of Florida, right near the Georgia border. But Jacksonville is as far south as any station operating at 600 on the dial ever got. So we've got to do an about-face and start heading north once again out of the Sunshine State.
Southwest at 9 miles an hour. 81 degrees out in Millington. Jackson reporting 83 this hour. I'm Jim Hutchinson, WREC, Memphis. Now more from Bill Lynch in New York at 11 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch.
And from Tennessee, we head further north into West Virginia to another very small town that fortunately was almost directly on our route home from the Bridgeport NRC convention just last year.
This is WVAR, 600 AM, Richwood, West Virginia, the gateway to the Monongahela National Forest. WVAR, real country for real people.
Say, did you notice the way he pronounced Monongahela? When I grew up in Vermont, it was Monongahela, but they don't pronounce the L, and of course they don't when you stop and think about it. Well, we are going to hop next across the Ohio River and move a bit further north in that state. And all we captured in this next town was the ID, because you see, back when I first started this hobby of recording station breaks, I wasn't really sensitive to the kind of program the station was putting on. I know it sounds silly these days, but nothing much I can do about it now.
It's 77 degrees at 7:01, and we'll have more music from your station with a heart of gold after the news. An AM 600 WSOM. Salem.
Now, on this next ID, you're going to recognize the person's voice who gives the station break, and I've wondered while listening to him what was going through his mind after doing an ID for New York and another for Chicago, and then for, what, Escanaba?
You're listening to the Rush Limbaugh radio program on WCHT Escanaba Gladstone.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Schmidt.
Now, don't jump all over me. That is beautiful terrain in the Upper Peninsula, or as it's known as the UP of Michigan, right on the lake, that delicious whitefish. That's just wonderful territory up there. But it occurs to me, as I recorded this next station, that my Buick was really back home.
Your station for Christian music, news, and information. Stereo 600 WSNL, Flint, Saginaw, and Bay City.
How many of you remember way back when that station was operating under different call letters?
This is 600 WTAC, Flint, Saginaw, Bay City. Your station for entertainment, oldies music, information, talk, and news.
Multiple killing in Arkansas. Winter storm blasts the Midwest. Mutual News, I'm Dirk Van in New York. Violence today in Russellville, Arkansas.
Man, that sounds like pretty mean country there in Arkansas.
The big one. 600 WMT. Cedar Rapids.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Hart.
We need to send the strongest possible signal that hate crimes will not be tolerated.
Now, this next city has a rich and proud heritage.
And we thank you for passing the word along that all day, every day, WVOG is your daily companion.
Through the Bible every weekday at 11:45 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. on AM 600 WBOG.
You're listening to WBOG, New Orleans, Metairie, Covington.
Well, now, we've come from the station located the furthest northeast of any AM station in the United States, and we've gone from there all the way to the home of the Mardi Gras. Now, there are a lot more stations operating at 600 to be heard from, and we'll pick them up where we left off today in the next edition of the Travelog. And meantime, if you want to reach me, my mailing address is 1811 Fort Duquesne Drive, and Duquesne is spelled D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-E. And that's in Sun City Center, Florida, 33573. Or you can use email. I'm at W-A-2-W-E-N, that's N as in November, at Juno, J-U-N-O.com. Enjoy the next 31 days, everybody. It's the season we've all looked forward to ever since learning that school would be closed for several weeks, right? Yes, sir, and speaking of being right, here's Bruce Conti and the DX Digest.
Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. Solar Cycle 23 continues to heat up tropical reception across the AM broadcast band. Last month featured Latin American DX heard from Midcoast Maine. Now more sounds from the south, this time recorded by Mark Conley in Massachusetts.
The following are medium wave DX recordings by Mark Connolly, WAONION. Receptions in the first group of recordings were made from the 7th of October into the 8th of October UTC from Tonset Road, New Orleans, Massachusetts on Cape Cod. I was using a Drake R8A receiver with a loop and whip cardioid array and phasing unit from the car at this beach site. Activity was quite auroral at the time, so there'll be a good number of Latin American receptions. But first of all, we'll start it off with Africa. Mauritania on 783 kilohertz, being switched back and forth with a parallel on 4845 kilohertz shortwave, which is somewhat stronger. Venezuela on 860 kilohertz, Radio Enlace from Valle de la Pascua. You'll hear the place name mentions and the ID. This is 2305 UTC, 7th October.
Carlos Rondón, Dani Álvarez, Facundo Perdomo y un recio contrapunteo final iniciado por el papelón del chaparro. Los generales de la canta criolla en Valle de la Pascua. Entradas a la venta en Radio Enlace, Club La Romana, Traji, Rancho Pedro y La Elegancia.
Radio Carupo on 1110 from Venezuela, a fairly common catch, just blasting in at 2323 UTC on the 7th of October.
Carbono 7:23 minutos, hora de Venezuela, Tamara, ayúdame Dios mío.
Radio Puerto Cabello, Venezuela, on 1290 kilohertz at 2337 UTC on the 7th of October
2000.
Puerto Cabello, 24 horas con la mejor música. ¡No duerme!
Ondas del Mar on 1380 kilohertz from Venezuela at 2343 UTC on the 7th of October.
La hora legal en Ondas del Mar, 7:45 minutos.
Venezuela. Venezuelan activity with Radio Vibracion on 1470 kilohertz at 2357 on the 7th of October.
En Radio Vibración, 1470, las 7:58 minutos. Esta es Radio Vibración, 1470 kilohertz. Este carúfano está vocífero, haciendo que su producto llegue más lejos.
Radio El Sol from Barranquilla, Colombia, at 0015 on the 8th of October, 1550 kilohertz, recorded from Orleans, Massachusetts. The next recording is Radio Fe y Alegría on 1390 kilohertz from Venezuela, being heard with WPLM in Plymouth, Massachusetts, about 40 or so miles away, phased out. And what I'm doing is flipping the phase back and forth so you can hear WPLM totally in the clear, or you can hear the Venezuelan totally in the clear, just to show what the nulling ability is. This was taped on the 8th of October, 2000, at 0033 UTC.
Bajo la dirección de Andrés Castillo y la locución de Franklin Rojas Principal. Todos niños, y somos el único programa que no quiere ser diferente. Por fe y alegría, 1390.
GM certified used vehicle limited warranty. You'll feel as good. Stone Vehicle Center. Walter L. Chevrolet.
Once you visit Reggio Italian Restaurante, located on 1037 Main Street, Route 18, South Weymouth, you want.
Venezuela with a nice ID from Radio Barcelona on 1080 kilohertz, 8th of October, 0045 UTC.
Radio Barcelona, 844.
Receptions were made at the Salt Marsh in Raleigh, Massachusetts, which is north of Boston. The first reception is on the 11th of October, 2000, at 2204 UTC, 1550 kilohertz, the RASD clandestine station from Algeria. Radio Oriente from Venezuela on 720 kilohertz, heard at 2336 UTC on the 11th of October, 2000, from the Raleigh, Massachusetts site.
que palpite, que suspira como un órgano vital.
¡Molina!
La hora en Oriente.
7:46 minutos, hora de Venezuela.
Atención, atención. Oriente 720 y los números ganadores de las loterías. Escuche.
Triple del Zulia, 7 de la noche, 562. 562, terminal 62.
Oriente 720 les da la buena suerte.
7:47 minutos, hora de Venezuela.
Complace a sus oyentes.
Barranquilla, Colombia, on 760 kilohertz with Radio Suceso RSANA IDs at 2354 UTC on the 11th of October 2000.
Corresponde prestar a los funcionarios judiciales los auxilios necesarios para hacer efectivas sus providencias.
Hugo González, ¿qué hay de nuevo?
Imagínese, jefe, que el dólar volvió a subir. Montoya pasa a la Fórmula 1. Los diálogos de paz quedaron en veremos. Aprobaron el Plan Colombia.
Todo lo que está pasando de nuevo en noticias. Juan Gosaín y Radio Sucesos RCN se lo cuentan a Colombia y al mundo. Nuevas noticias cada mañana, todos los días. Juan Gosaín y Radio Sucesos RCN. Líderes en lo nuevo. Líderes desde el corazón de la noticia.
Next recording is ABS Antigua on 620 kHz at 0014 UTC on the 12th of October 2000 from the Rowley site.
Thank you, Mark, for a excellent report. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73, and good DX.
Since April of 1985, this is the DX Audio Service, a nonprofit organization devoted to the radio listening hobby.
Sports fans, hello again in November 2000. Kenneth back here. And I have updated National Hockey League information since the hockey news didn't show up till the October 13th issue, a week after the season started, of all darn things. So here is updated information from last issue first. Okay, East Conference, Atlantic Division, New Jersey Devils, 770 WABC. New York Islanders, 620 WJWR, Jim Jerry and Chris King. New York Rangers, 660 WFAN. Philadelphia Flyers, 610 WIP. Sometimes I scribble, can't read my own writing. Happens. Brian Pop and Jim Savelles. Pittsburgh, 970 WWSW and 94.5, Rod Steigerwald and B. Every. Northeast Division, Boston WBZ, Buffalo, 107.7, WNSA, Rick Generate and Jim Lorenz. Montreal, Ottawa, 1200, CFGO, M. Langevin, M. Bryson. French on 1150, of course. Toronto, 640, CFYI, Dennis Bayek, and Joe Bowen. Hope the names are right. Southeast Division, Atlanta Thrashers, 790, WQXI, 102.3, WLKQ, Dan Kamel and Bob Beers. Carolina was on 850 RBZ. Florida was okay on 560. Tampa Bay, 620 WDAE. Even in DX News, there's a merry-go-round of call letter changes out there. yes. And Jay Allers, B. Taylor, and Phil Esposito at the mic. Washington Caps, WTEM 980. West Conference Central, the new stuff I got to add. Detroit, 1270, WXYT, Ken Kell and Paul Woods. Yeah, they're getting all the sports now, or most of them. I don't know what JR is going to do with their programming to fill in the time. That's their problem, though. Northwest Division to add Calgary Flames, 660 CFFR, Pete Maher, Doug Barkley. Who else? Edmonton CHED 630, Minnesota Wild on CCO, Bob Kurtz and Barry Butel. Vancouver Canucks, 980 CKNW, John Shorthouse and Tom Larscheid. Anaheim, I was correct, Southwest, 690 Extra, Steve Carroll, Mike Greeley. And that's all I had to add. I was correcting everything else last time. Okay, now to get to the National Basketball Association for their final season this century. Atlanta Hawks, 750 WSB, Steve Holman. Boston Celtics, 850 WEEI, Howard David and Cedric Maxwell. Charlotte Hornets, 1110 and 93.3 WBT with Bob Lick, Mike Jaminski, and Gil McGregor. Chicago Bulls on ESPN Radio 1000, WMVP, Neil Funk and John Paxson. Cleveland Cavaliers, 1100, WTAM, Joe Tate. Dallas Mavericks, English, 570, KLIF, Matt Pinto. Brad Davis, Spanish, 1270, KESS, Ed Lopez. Denver, 950, KKFN with Jerry Schimmel. Detroit Pistons, 950, WWJ, George Blaha, John Long. I mean, that's Larry Henry, also in Vinnie Johnson there. Golden State, 680, KNBR with Tim Roy. Houston Rockets, in English, 950, that's KPRC. Gene Peterson, Jim Foley, Jeff Hagedorn, Spanish, 920, KYST, Adrian Chavaria. Indiana Pacers, out of Indianapolis, 1070, WIBC, Mark Boyle and Bob Leonard. Los Angeles Clippers, 1150, KXTA, Mike Smith. The NBA champ, defending champs, the LA Lakers, 570, KLAC with 84-year-old Chick Hearn and Stu Lance. The Minnesota Timberwolves on 1130. That's KFAN, Chad Hartman. Miami Heat, 610, WIOD, Mike Inglis and Ed Pinckney. No Spanish this year. Milwaukee Bucks, 620, WTMJ with Ted Davis. Home games at Dennis Krause. New Jersey Nets, 710, WOR, Bob Papa and Albert King. New York Knicks on 660 WFAN. We're going to have interesting conflicts this year with hockey and basketball going on, but that's their problem. We'll figure it out. Marv Albert, Gus Johnson, and John Andreese there. Orlando Magic, 580 WDBO with Dennis Newman. And Spanish on three stations as Joey Colon will be heard on 1220 WOTS, 1400 WSDO, and 1440 WPRD. Philadelphia 76ers, interesting season, on 610 WIP, just like the Flyers, Tom McGinnis there. Phoenix Suns on 620 KTAR, Al McCoy and Eddie Johnson. Portland Trail Blazers moved to another station in town, 750 KXL with Brian Wheeler and Mike Weiss. Sacramento Kings on 1140 KHTK, Gary Gerold. San Antonio Spurs, Jay Howard on 1200 WOAI in the network. which I enjoy hearing the Spurs here at night mainly. And in Spanish, 1350 KCLR with Paul Castro. The Seattle Supersonics, Kevin Calabro and another partner on 950 KJR. Toronto Raptors on 590 CJCL, or the fan they call it. Chuck Swirsky and Jack Armstrong. The Utah Jazz out of Salt Lake City on 1320 KFNZ with Rod Hundley and Ron Boone. Vancouver Grizzlies, don't know yet. Most likely 1130, but you'll have to tune the dial over there. And the Washington Wizards, Michael Jordan's team, 980 WTEM with Dave Johnson. On 1160, early November, and it's still WXRT. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving, no matter who you're with or what you're doing. But God's blessings be with you and on your radio dial as we tune in a little bit, early November.
Thanks, Ken. And before we flip over to side two of this magazine, I'd like to remind you that 'tis the season to be DXing. That's right. It's time to get out there and DX, but it's also the holiday season. So I should remind you that now is a great time to give a gift of the DX audio service. What's so nice about giving a gift subscription of the DX audio service to someone is when you sign up a new member to the DX audio service, we give you 2 months added to your subscription. So not only do you give a gift, but you get one as well. Here's how it works. For every new member that you sign up with a gift subscription, we add 2 months to your DX audio service. Sign up 2 members, you get 4 months. Sign up 3 members, 6 months. It's a great way to give yourself a gift and give one as well. Be sure when you send in your gift subscription notice that you tell us that it's for a male or a female, and let us know if we should send a Christmas card along just to advise them that you care enough about them to give them the best radio magazine on tape. How about that? A gift subscription of the DX Audio Service, and you get a gift. Contact me here at DX Audio Service headquarters for more details. But right now, I'm going to flip. Not exactly. I'm going to flip over this tape to side two for more of the DX Audio Service for December 2000.